We're doing Talmud Dvorah, and we're learning God's traits, which we are to emulate. We're up to the fifth trait, and we're welcoming Relia Akrap back from Serbia. Oh, Zomi Dachayot. Guys, this is Relia. He was here before. I think any of you were here. So now he's back. Baruch Hashem.
You were in the army also?
You'll catch up later. Zomi Dacheret. She'afiru Adam Machzik B'chet En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machzik Af. What does it mean, Lechzik La'adapo? God does not maintain his anger forever. And this is that even though a person keeps up his sin, the guy doesn't do tshuva, nonetheless, Hashem does not maintain his anger. Ve'im Machzik, and even though Hashem might hold on to the anger for a period, lo la'ad, it isn't forever, ela yivatel kaso, but Hashem annuls his anger, afilu shelo yashuv adam. Even when a person does not repent. Imagine that. He's still sinning. He's still eating his pork every Shabbos morning. And at some point God says, I've had enough of being angry at him. Kamo shematzinu b'mei Yerovam ben Yoash, as we find in the days of Yerovam ben Yoash, shechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu gvul Yisrael, that God gave back the Jews the territory they had lost. The Jews were serving idols. God took away part of the land of Israel, gave it to the other nations. The Jews didn't do tshuva. They were still worshipping the same golden calves in the north and in the south. They continued their sinful ways. And at some point God said, okay, I'm giving you back the land I took away. God had mercy over them. Even though the Jews did not do tshuva, even so, at some point Hashem says, enough is enough. I'm not punishing them anymore. Im ken lama richem, so then why did Hashem have mercy? They didn't do tshuva yet. Bishvil midazo, because this is one of Hashem's traits. Shelo hechzik la'ad apo. God does not maintain his anger forever. Adraba, quite the contrary. Machlish apo. Hashem weakens his anger. Im eyot she'adayin achet kayam, even though the sin is still existent, eino manish, Hashem doesn't continue to punish. You know, you tell your kid, I don't want you to steal. Next morning the kid takes. Tell him, I don't want you to steal. Next morning the kid takes. You try to punish him. At some point you realize, wait a second, the kid is taking nash from the cabinet every morning. I'm not getting anywhere. What am I going to do? Right? So you got to figure out how to help him out. But at some point you realize, I can't keep punishing him. Right? You tell a kid, what's another good example? Tell him, I don't want you to burp at the table. He burps. Tell him, I don't want you to burp at the table. He burps. It's not nice. You burp at the table, you're not getting dessert. He burps. The next day, he burps. So he loses dessert. He loses dessert 10 times, 20 times. At some point, you say, wait a second. I'm not getting anywhere with this punishment, right? He's continuing his sinful ways. So you could up the ante. You could say, look, you're not going to get dessert, and I'm not going to tell you a story tonight. You could work your way up. But at some point, you say, wait a second. Now I got to weaken it. I haven't gotten anywhere. Hashem says, I don't maintain my anger forever. Yes.
I was just wondering, if Hashem punishes you in a way, though, that like lasts forever, he does that sometimes, right?
That too, yeah. This isn't, you can't count on this. Right? Im eyot she'adayin achet kayam eino ma'anish ela mitzapeh u'merachem ulay yashuvu. Toda rabah. But rather, Hashem awaits, and Hashem has mercy, and Hashem says, maybe they will repent. Vehainu, and that's what the pasuk says in Tehillim, lo lanetzach yariv ve'lo le'olam yitor. Hashem doesn't fight us for eternity. Hashem doesn't hold on to the accounting forever. Ela kadosh baruch hu mitnaheg berakut uvekashut. Hashem deals with us sometimes softly, sometimes hardly. Hakol letovat Yisrael. It's all for our benefit. When Hashem is tough with us, that's for our benefit. When Hashem is soft with us, that's to our benefit. But this is one of Hashem's great traits, that Hashem does not maintain a hard stance towards us. Yeah, Yonatan.
Why don't we listen?
Why don't we listen? It's a good question.
So, we are punishing.
So Thursday night, we can't go on too much of a tangent. Yeah?
If Hashem knows if we're going to repent or not, like you said, maybe we'll repent. But he knows if we're going to repent, so why is he going to like stop being mad at us if he knows that we're not going to repent? Or why is
okay.
He
So that's a question for all of life. You know, you watch a movie because you don't know what's at the end. But if you know the end, so what'd you start for, right? So then why is the world in existence altogether? Why is man created? So that's a good question. It's an excellent question to be discussed Thursday night if you want. And so now he goes on to the second point. How do we learn from this? This is a fitting trait for a person to deal with his friend. Even though a person might be legitimate in rebuking his children or his friend, and they'll listen. You know, the guy's your worker. And you're entitled to tell him, buddy, you better come on time. You know what? We're going to take off your paycheck. Every time you're late, you clock in, and that's coming off your paycheck. So a person's entitled, and the other side is going to listen. Lo mipnei ze yalbe tochachto. A person shouldn't think just because they have to listen to me, so I could tell them every rebuke I want. And even if he was entitled to show anger, he shouldn't hold on to that anger. But rather, a person should annul his anger. He should not hold it forever. Even if it is an anger that is permissible, like our sages said, the pasuk says, when you see your enemy's donkey suffering under the load, so Chazal ask, who's your enemy? Who's the Torah referring to that you're allowed to hate? Upirshu maya sinazot. Who is this person that the Torah, so to speak, legitimizes having hatred towards? So we explained this last week. That's a reference to someone who you see sinning. You're the only one. There are no two witnesses. You tell him, hey, don't do that. Don't cheat on the scales. I see you're cheating. The guy says, who's going to catch me? Everyone cheats. So what if I cheat on my taxes? You tell him, don't do it. The guy says, I don't care. You see the guy sinning. You know he's sinned. That's a person that the Torah refers to you're allowed to hate. You hate him for the way he's leading his life. Afilu hachi. Even so, the Torah says, azov ta'azov imo. Help him out. Help him unload the donkey. The Torah words it as azov ta'azov. Double terminology. Help you should help him. Now, the word azov could mean to help him. The word azov could mean to let go. So our sages derived from this azov, the first one means let go. Let go of what your heart has. Your heart's holding on to a certain hatred towards him. Azov. Let go of what's in your heart. Shivok yate bilibach. Let go of what's in your heart. Ela mitzvah lekarev oto ba'ava. But rather, the mitzvah is to bring him close with love. Ula yo'il bederech zo. Maybe it will help in this way. Ve'haynu mamash midah zo. And that's exactly this trait, lo echzik la'adapo, that God does not maintain his anger forever. So what did Tomer Dvorah, what did Rav Moshe Cordoviro teach us today? God's trait is that even when we're continuing our sinful ways, He does not maintain anger towards us. We're supposed to learn from that we shouldn't rebuke our friends too much, even if we're entitled to, certainly our children. And even if it's someone who's sinned, the guy did averot. So you say, wait a second, he cheats on his taxes, he swindled who knows how many people out of their money. I'm allowed to hate him for being a cheater and who knows what else. The Torah says, yeah, but when you see two donkeys suffering under the load, go help him first. Train yourself to let go of your hatred. Train yourself to help him. You brought that up, the last week, right? So that's this midah. The midah of lo echzik la'adapo. God does not maintain his anger forever. And this really is a perfect lead-in to our Binyan HaBayit class tonight, which we will begin now with a few questions.